The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
This is in South Florida. This is a wild story. So a teacher's walking down the hall. Her name is Mandy Kapapopoulos.
I love Mandy Kapapopoulos.
Loved her last song. Incredible. She noticed a trail of juice.
Oh, no.
In the hallway.
Oh, no.
Apple or orange?
Well, it apparently was like almost tomato.
Tomato.
V8.
Down the hall. Yeah, it could have been V8. So she's following this trail of juice down the hall, and then she sees a third grader, Colston Marotti, little boy. He's walking along. She realized at that point, oh, no, that's not juice.
Oh, no.
Pool of blood at his feet.
Oh, no.
His shirt was covered in blood. She turns him around. Kid's fine. He had just sharpened his pencil, put his pencil in his backpack. It had stabbed him in the back of the arm in a place. He didn't even feel it. He had hit an artery.
How sharp was the pencil?
And was bleeding down his, he had no idea. I've done that. Have you ever cut yourself and not realized?
How'd I cut myself?
And then, time and time again, Brad, have I cut myself not realized it.
The kid is okay. The pencil went about 6 inches deep near his armpit. He did not feel it.
He's a cyborg. He's not human.
Either that or...
So, are we banning the pencil sharpener now?
We should.
Was it a number two pencil?
Well, that's all they use, right?
There are different numbers.
No, I know, but they're usually used for tests.
Who uses a number three?
No one.
I've never seen any other number in my lifetime school. But if there's a number two, there's got to be other numbers.
So, the boy is okay, in case you were wondering. And do you want to hear the rest of my story about my cut?
Number two, I do want to know, when's the last time you cut yourself and didn't know it for a while?
I was walking by a brick wall, and there was a brick tie hanging out of the wall. I rubbed my leg against it and didn't realize until I felt, my shoe feels wet. And I looked down, my shoe was full of blood. It had I gouged probably a half inch deep, sliced it open like a razor. So it was just one of those clean cuts, never even knew it, and filled my shoe up with blood. And you know what I did? I put my leg up and duct taped it closed. I'm bad.
Put some dirt on it.
Shut your mouth. Rub some dirt in it.
I am trying to figure out how you did it without knowing about it.
It was if you cut yourself with a razor.
If the blade is sharp enough,
you don't know it. And until you start moving and you realize, holy crap, a razor blade, a razor sharp instrument will cut you without you knowing it. And then when you do know it, it's nasty.
I will say, I've had, screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm.
The drink or the tool?
Both.
But pop one in your hand, yes.
Pop one in my hand. The last time I put a screwdriver, went right in.
Isn't that nice?
How did that happen? What were you doing?
And I can remember doing it going, it was in the hand, and I remember looking at it going, is going to hurt.
Coming out.
That is going to hurt.
What were you doing?
I just remember pulling
work.
It out.
He was doing
what
work.
What nail or screw are you screwing in that needs to go in?
I can tell you that I haven't done it since.
Yeah. I put a driver bit right into the ring finger on my left hand, trying to put a 3-inch screw. I slipped off the screw and drove the bit into my finger right below the fingernail. It's still, the fingernail doesn't grow right to this day.
My saving grace was it was a flathead screwdriver.
Uh huh.
So the like if it had been a Phillips head,
right,
it would have ripped a lot more tendons.
That's
the
true.
Flathead
yeah.
just straight
kind of parsed
in
right through. Yeah.
There was this one time that I took this nail.
Put in your brain.
Before Wax RX, and I was cleaning
up. That would have been perfect.
You shouldn't do that.
Perfect segue.
Shouldn't do that.
But the one I want to talk about is The Star, coming out this Friday.
Oh, yeah. The Star, yes. The Star
is an animated tale of the first Christmas, mm-hmm, told from the point of view of the animals who were guided, mm-hmm, by the star.
Mm-hmm.
We got the trailer.
Is that more? Did you want to say more?
Well, first I want to play the trailer.
Okay,
then
fine.
We can go to this
is actually nice.
For centuries, one story has touched the lives of people across the world. This holiday season, you're invited to discover the story of the first Christmas from an entirely new perspective.
Hang on! Cyrus! Jonah!
I expected a left turn two deserts ago.
These wise guys are lost. That's it. I'm fighting through the rain.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Stephen Yeun, Keegan-Michael Key, Gina Rodriguez, Zachary Levi, Kelly Clarkson, Patricia Heaton, Kristen Chenoweth, Tyler Perry, Tracy Morgan, and Oprah Winfrey.
I mean, okay.
Harry, you're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
Do you want a belly rub?
The star.
You jump out and create a distraction.
Hey,
here it goes! There's something seriously wrong with those animals.
Really good.
That looks, I'm going to take my daughter to see that. That's very funny.
That looks hysterical. I love the camels.
It's November Friday?
17th.
I'm
going to
reserve my seat right now.
Oh, God, with the reserving.
Yeah, and then you can order dinner. Hey, you guys want to do a transgender update?
Of course we do.
Let's do that.
A transgender update?
A transgender update.
Transgender update.
Transgender. And now, an important transgender update.
Oh, it is cold in Minneapolis, my friends. No. Very, very cold.
Oh, no.
State Representative Mary Franson Wednesday morning tweeted out, quote, "A guy who thinks he's a girl is still a guy with a mental health condition," end quote. The tweet has since been deleted. This is in response to Andrea Jenkins becoming the first trans woman of color elected to the city's governing body, winning a seat there on the Minneapolis City Council. Remember, Mary Franson is a state representative. Tweeted this out. Franson then issued an apology, sort of. She basically reiterated her belief that no one can change their gender and refused to, quote, go along with the fantasy and participate in it. She said, "There are times I don't practice kindness. For that, I'm sorry. While I do believe that one can't change their gender based on their feelings, I didn't need to tweet out my thoughts." Sometimes, you know, just because you think it doesn't mean you should say it. "God created man and woman, but then sin entered the world and disrupted his perfect plan. He then sent his one and only son, Jesus, to take away our sins and to restore a broken relationship with God. I should have shown grace and not come across the way I did. For that, I apologize. I do not apologize for not conforming to the PC world where I'm supposed to go along with fantasy and participate in it.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time I've offended the social justice warriors, and it won't be the last." And there's something to be said for, you want to pretend you're a girl, okay.
By all means.
But I'm not, you know, no, I'm not going to pretend you're a girl with you.
Wow.
So that's number one.
I'm almost ready to cut you off now.
That's good, huh?
You're sending out so much hate.
It gets better. This is actually a double transgender update because over on The Blaze, Jill Duggar's husband. I remember the Duggars.
Yeah, the 24 kids or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're up to 52 now.
Yeah.
52 kids. So her husband, Jill Duggar, is one of the kids, I guess. Her husband has tweeted out against Jazz Jennings. Jazz Jennings is she's 17 years old? It's the boy. She's actually been here in the studio.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't Jazz here?
Yes.
Can we talk about that at all now?
Why not? I mean, it is what it is. She was on Tommy's show.
Did that ever air though?
Yes, I think so.
And Tommy was supposed to be on her show, right?
Actually, when I was at the dentist one day a few months ago, I was leaning back in the chair on the gas, and that show was on. I was like, "Wow, this is bizarre." 17-year-old Jazz is transitioning to be a girl,
right?
Still a boy. But the fact of the matter is he took so many hormones to not be a boy that there's not enough stuff down there to transition into being a girl.
Into being a girl because they got to turn it inside.
Right, exactly. Not to get too graphic, but yes, there's not enough skin.
You turn it out from inside, yeah.
Right. So Derek tweeted out that he, "Also, has anyone looked into whether a child is capable of making that kind of a decision? We can't vote till we're 18. Our brains aren't fully developed till around 25. This is, again, the husband of one of the Duggars on the same channel as the Jazz show. The TLC network has distanced themselves greatly from Derek and said his viewpoints don't represent ours.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's almost agonizing. Instead of at least saying his viewpoints, our shows don't represent our viewpoints mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're gonna back the trans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not gonna back the traditional
white heterosexual
married couple that are having 18 million kids.
Right.
And their kids are having kids.
Yeah.
And come to think of it, we've got too damn many Duggars in the world.
There are a lot of Duggars in the world.
And not enough Jazzes.
Isn't that the truth?
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's blazewildrice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag what I learned today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.